What's up, you guys, and welcome to the Revolution of the Black Woman Will Be Televised podcast. I am one of your hosts, Danielle Bailey.
And I am Tamika Rhines.
And the two of us makes this awesome podcast. What's up, you guys? I am so excited to actually be here today. I'm excited about this podcast, and I'm just excited all together, okay? So let me just go ahead and jump into, I just want to do this podcast as the intro so that we can just tell you guys what we're about, what this podcast is about. So really, this podcast is about what the name says. It's about following two Black women on their journeys of healing, growing, learning more about themselves, learning more about their roles in life, like just really searching for themselves and healing on the way. And so here we are, just keeping the information to ourselves. We are here to share it with people so that we can grab the next woman and help her on the way.
We
not out the fire. We still in there, but we have enough to be like, let me help my sister. And so this is what this podcast really is about.
Yes. It is our hope and belief that wherever you are, when you hear this or these messages or our sharings, that it resonates with you, that it encourages you to keep going, keep thriving, keep striving. And then when you feel like you have extra in your cup, that you pull up your next sister.
I love it. Oh, I love it, y'all. I love that fact that, like, yeah, you pull up your sister too. You pull up the people who you are attached to. I wholeheartedly believe that we have people who are assigned to us.
Absolutely.
And so it is our job to pull that person along. And sometimes it can be difficult to pull that person along, especially when we feel like we're in such a dark place.
Yes. I just said today to a coworker and personal friend, I heard a testimony about an event that she was involved in. She didn't know that person had attended, but that person told me about the event. And that person said how filled her cup was by attending the event. And so I wanted to kind of loop it back around and let her know, hey, I know we talked on a personal note about how you were not at your best, but you went to this event, you were authentic, you gave it your all, and this is what I heard about it. And it was such a good moment, a good confirmation for her, because you don't have to be at 100 to impact the next person, because we can't even make 100. On our best day, there's no such thing as being perfect.
Oh.
So I believe in the Revolution of the Black Woman Will Be Televised, because just being your authentic self, striving to do your best at wherever you're at, is testimony enough to your sister, to whoever who is looking, watching, children. You know, we are our worst critic. We've all heard that. We're our worst critic. Yeah. But I feel like in my life, at the times that I have been my lowest, I have heard people come back around and say, you know, this time, this year, this month, whatever it was, you said this to me and it changed my life, or it did this, or it encouraged me. And I'm like, baby, I don't know how I said that to you, because I needed somebody to say that to me.
Come on.
So I do believe that giving a clear picture, or saying this is what it looks like for me, and being an example, I guess you could say, lets the person who's listening know, okay, babe, they ain't got it together.
Right.
And they're sharing. And I posted recently on social media, normalize healing out loud.
Yeah.
Because your story, whatever it is, wherever you are in writing that story, that chapter, part of your life, we do open ourselves up to, you know, comments and criticisms, but you also open yourself up to helping the next person.
Absolutely. And also, not only that, somebody helping you along the way too.
Yes.
I can't tell you how many times people have helped me just because I have said that, oh, I'm struggling with this. And somebody, oh, I know this person. I know this person. I know that. So then it's like, just because I decided to open my mouth and share how I struggle, somebody was able to connect me, help me, and bless me. As they helping me, connecting me, and blessing me, the next sister that's also struggling, I'm helping, pulling her along too. So it begins to be the cycle.
It's a domino effect.
Yes. So that's what this podcast really and truly is about. Who is this podcast for? Yes, the title says The Revolution of the Black Woman. Yes, black women are our target audience, but please don't, like the old folks say, what they say, chew the fat, spit the meat out, or something like that. Whatever they say. I think it's
chew the meat, spit the fat out.
Yeah, chew the meat, spit the fat out. So take what you need from this podcast. Now, no matter if you're white, black, male, female, transgender, we don't care, okay? Anybody can, that's really going through, that's a human, or just not going through, this podcast really and truly can help you. So that's who the podcast is really for. Of course, it says, you know, the black woman, but it's for everybody, y'all. And the frequency of this podcast, right now we're going to test the waters and see how it does.
Okay.
So the frequency of the podcast, we will test the water and see how it does. So right now y'all will get a season from us. So we are going to commit to 10 episodes for a season. So we will release an episode every Sunday. Okay. So we want to start y'all off at the top of the week. We'll release an episode every Sunday for the next 10 weeks, and then we'll go from there. So I'm excited. Again, I am one of your hosts. I am Danielle Bailey.
And I am Tamika Rhymes.
And we will see y'all. I'm going to say see y'all. We will talk to y'all next week.
I'm excited.
All right, y'all. Bye.